listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I want everybody to be with us in the studio today. Ilona Europa, Accent On, and in studio we have so many accents. We have so many people from many parts of the world. I'm here. We have with us Stephanie Mack. She is the sound engineer for the first time today. We'll see what's happened. Maybe we'll have some very crazy things happening, and I like that, of course. We will be listening to John Johnson in a moment. We have Jim Strzałkowski, again, Strzałkowski. You can say hi, Jim. Come on.
Hi, everybody.
He's here, and his accent is really American. But Jim is half Polish, and he cannot pronounce it well, his name. You know, he said, like, Strzałkowski. No, he's Strzałkowski. Okay, and we have somebody. I will start maybe from our guest, Hela. Can you say hi?
Hi. Hello.
I know you have amazing...
Hey, L.A.
You have an amazing accent. Can you say hello and nice to see you all in your language?
Of course. Shalom. Ma shlomchem hayom.
I love that. Okay, we'll talk where she's from, but I hear like Eastern part of the world. Yes, you are from Israel.
I am.
You are from
the Holy Land.
But from the Holy Land, we have also... her manager, and I love his name. His name is Zorro. Zorro is just, he said, he's just taking from rich and giving to the poor. Then I think, I'm joking, but he's really, really one of those guys that probably is the most important man in her life for every artist. You know, having good manager, this is very, very important. Jim Strzałkowski is a PR for Hela.
Yes.
And I cannot believe who I have with me today. And this is like the biggest surprise of my life, because I have the boss. I have the god. I have the guy who created LA Talk Radio. This is where Sam is with his own radio show.
Yes, absolutely. Sam in the Morning. Yes, that's what it's called. Very simple, right?
I just love it because you have also accent.
I do have an accent. I'm from Israel as well.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I do have an accent. It never goes away. They say if you come here after the age of 12, then you never lose your accent.
Okay.
So something like that.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't feel bad about
it. I'm right now 40 and a half. That's right. You know, I'm working for 2 years and my accent still is staying here. You know? I don't know.
Anyway, what the hell? It's part of the personality, you know?
It will stay with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really privileged to be here. I haven't been on one of the shows here in a long time, so it was really nice for you to sort of like wake me up. You
know? That's for sure. I cannot put myself to sleep ever. Then that's my problem. I'm up all the time, you know? And this is my maybe 6 coffee today, and I think I will have 2 more, but that will be after the show, and I will stay like that hyper.
Yeah, bouncing off the walls.
My husband is relaxing right now. He's just flying to Maui, and he's not here with us, but we'll be having Scott Lipfried. He's our our chef. He will be talking to us also from Maui. They are opening Mixitud restaurant on the Front Street, Fleetwood's on the Front Street, and I think tomorrow is the first official opening. This is a very big day for all of them. Yay! And we'll be having also Dr. DJ Verrett calling us from Texas. Then I don't even know. We are like everywhere. This is why I need to keep time. And I think we have John Johnson. John Johnson, I love his, lesson. I love whatever he's talking about today. And his topic is feeling comfortable in your own skin. And I think that's very, very important. Our session with John Johnson, I call this, will be a little bit longer, but we'll try to like stop a little bit, John, from talking, and maybe we'll have a little discussion here, and then we'll continue. Then, John Johnson, we love you. I love this topic. You know, I think everybody need to feel good in their own skin, and I cannot wait to what you will speak about.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Accent On. This is John Johnson for Firefly Igniting the Soul. Today, I want to ask you two questions. The first one is, what does it really mean to be comfortable in your own skin? And secondly, why for so many of us is it so hard to do? Growing up in a small town in Oklahoma, Hooker, Oklahoma, actually, my mother taught me that if I was going to be comfortable in my own skin, I'd have to learn how to, well, just be myself. And that by being myself, I wouldn't always be able to please everybody. So I was sort of prepared for the criticism that I might receive, but I wasn't prepared for all of the criticism. And I always wanted to be myself because I never really wanted to follow anybody. I always thought that if you follow people, they can lead you off of a cliff. So I like to lead or walk alongside, but I never follow. The truth is that when you take the bold step to be comfortable in your own skin, and it's true, it's very true actually, there will be people out there that don't like you for it. And you know what? That's totally okay, because you're not on the planet to please everybody. You're here to live your life fully with intent and meaning and purpose. And none of us were put on this planet to meet someone else's expectations. The question is not why they don't like you when you're just trying to be yourself. In fact, I'd ask you an entirely different question. I want to know, why are you wasting your time worrying about what other people think of you? Because as long as you're not hurting anyone with your actions, you should just keep moving forward, living your authentic life.
I like this moment. I don't know if we all paid attention in a real way. I hope we did. But something was there very, very unusual. I think we really like to please people too much. What do you think, Hela? Are you pleasing people and you're thinking how to please people? Or right now you think like, I don't anymore care?
It depends on my mood, you know. If I wake up moody, I don't even please myself. You know, this is my artistic side. But of course, on stage, I have to please everyone.
But in real life, you know, when you are leaving home, first time when you look at the mirror, you think, oh, I need to look good because people will see me. That's, you know, really how funky it is. But we think about that. You don't go on a street in funky shoes.
Of course.
In California, I'm always surprised. A lot of people run in the shorts and it always, you know, easygoing people. In Europe, oh, my gosh, you cannot leave the home without full little bit makeup and shoes and everything. I remember myself being in Seattle when I first time came to America. My husband was working through the whole 2 weeks and he looked like $1 million. You know, he was a businessman. I just loved it. Then on Sunday we were going to mall and he's not shaved. He's just, you know, and I on Sunday want to look like $1 million. That I put myself, my hair, everything. I'm like, honey, what's going on? We are going out. And he said, no, on Sunday when we go to mall, we need to be like easygoing. Hurt me because I didn't understand why you care about, you know, going privately. And then
as long as you don't date an Israeli, because one day of no shaving, that's a problem. They think it's a terrorist.
What do you think about that, Sam? That,
I think that's a very big stereotype right there. But I'm not as hairy as what you're referring to. But
no, you're not.
But at the same time, no, it's funny, but I don't like to leave the house without shaving. So,
yeah. That's a good thing. People? Do you really?
Do I like to please people? Yes, absolutely, especially women, you know? I
mean,
yeah. But I think so. I think to a certain extent, especially I was the firstborn, you know? So I think the firstborns really want to stand out, you know? They're like hungry for attention, you know? They try to please everyone so they'll be loved, you know? But yeah, but you know what? In my older age and stuff, I realized that I don't really need to please other people to be happy.
You know,
people don't need to love me in order for me to be happy. You know?
I like that a lot. I think something is this about age, that when we are aging, we're just trying to really think what really is right for us, and we less and less think how to please somebody else with our decision. But we have here very young, very, very young, tiny little baby. She's like maybe 20 or 23 already. Whoa. I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm so sorry. Try to make it younger. But what about you? You are so young.
You know,
are you trying to please mama, daddy, friends with your decisions? And yeah.
Well, I'm definitely trying to please my parents so they still pay for my groceries a little bit.
Stephanie, the practical one, Stephanie.
But I do. I even care about, you know, what the cashier at Whole Foods thinks of me. So I'm trying to please everybody.
Okay, Jim, you are far away from my microphone. Are you pleasing people with your own decision, or you just really don't care and you do what you want? Come on, closer.
Well, sometimes you have to please people.
Yes, sometimes you know? Especially when they pay you.
Definitely.
Now we have five.
Or buy your groceries for
you. Mr. Zorro, I just love you. Do you like please people with your decision, or you really don't care and you just have this manly way of saying, no, I know what I'm doing and I don't care what people think? Come on closer for 5 seconds. Okay, he's, yes, Zorro is far away. Okay,
no,
what do you think?
I believe in pleasing everybody.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Pleasing everybody, even the animals. Please the animals too.
Oh, I didn't
expect that. What do you mean
that?
Even? First of all, the animals.
Zorro is like 7 foot tall. He's tall. He's just really big man, and he's just, you know, like comes here very secure with himself. And I expected you to say, I don't care. I do what I want to do, and I'm not caring about people's feelings. Okay, John, I think you will give us some right answer for all of this mess that we create in the studio. Okay, let's continue.
Being comfortable in your skin and living with authenticity is knowing precisely who you are and passionately loving who you are with all the countless blessings and benefits that come along with that practice. Remember, you are spectacular. And when I say you, I don't mean the elaborate representation of you that you routinely show the world. I'm talking about the raw, uncensored, unedited, sensitive you underneath all that other stuff. If you take my friend Glenn Pakulak, I think he's the perfect example of somebody who's really comfortable in their own skin. Now, Glenn's had a pretty successful career in the NFL. He's played for the New York Jets, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Seattle Seahawks, and in the last few years, he's been the kicker for the Oakland Raiders. Now, Glenn seems to be completely able to accept himself, the good and the bad and the ugly. And one of the things that I've noticed that I admire in Glenn the most is the way he handles himself in a variety of different situations. Glenn can actively listen and process information, but then does not feel the need to jump in just to prove his intelligence or to have the final say. And as a result, when Glenn does make a point, I've noticed that he chooses his words wisely, he's firm in his beliefs and his value system, and he's willing to share it or defend it. And the thing that I really like about Glenn is I've never seen him try to belittle anyone or one-up somebody during a conversation. Maybe you are very similar to Glenn Pakulak. And if you are, then I would say count your blessings, because then I think you're on your way to feeling pretty comfortable in your own skin. As Glenn says it so eloquently, and I quote Glenn, keeping it real with Glenn Pakulak, that's my personal brand. Now, what Glenn's really saying is that he's not afraid to be who he is, warts and all, and show them to the world. That's being comfortable in your own skin. In order to really be who you are in all situations, or keeping it real, as my friend Glenn likes to call it, you need to be able to admit that you have flaws. And yes, people, we all have them. You need to learn what those flaws are. You need to embrace them and be accountable when your flaws mess things up or hurt yourself or others. And you have to remain open to better managing your flaws over the course of your entire lifetime. Now, we usually want to think of ourselves in a positive light, but if we really want to be comfortable with who we are in our own skin, we must be able to admit to ourselves as honestly as possible some of the really bad things about us. Things like jealousy, overindulgence, lack of self-discipline, either with words or actions, or even being petty. But all you really have to do here is simply look at these things as honestly as you can, address the things that need to be improved, and you move forward in your life. For me personally, I strive every day to try to address some things that I feel I need to improve on in order to move forward on my path to not only feeling more comfortable in my skin, but also to live a more authentic life. And, you know, I keep trying, and there are days when I fall down, but I get back up and I keep trying. And what I'm learning is that with each bump on this path, and even when there are times where I sort of want to give in to self-doubt or even disappointment, I really know that each time I get back up, I really am just a little bit closer to more fully accepting myself, blemishes and all. And finally, it's important to remind yourself that beauty is never dependent upon the approval of others. In fact, I believe that beauty is very much self-defined and self-created. And, well, the only person who can ever truthfully tell you you're beautiful is also the only person who can make you beautiful. You are the only person who can do both. Remember, the power to be beautiful lies not in the eyes of others, but it comes from deep within yourself. For Firefly, Igniting the Soul, this is John Johnson challenging you to live your life like your dreams are real. Now, let's go back to the studio with the authentic Alana and Jonathan, who are always keeping it real.
Thank you, John. John, I really, really like this topic, and that's really, really cool that you took time to just a little bring us closer to what was your childhood and your thoughts on this topic. I would love to meet your friend. He sounds like a really, really nice guy. And thank you so much. I know that we'll be having you next week, and we cannot wait. And we'll practically right now give you a big hug and kiss. Hello, Dallas, because I think you are in Dallas right now. And welcome back to studio to our guest. Okay, but let's start with some music right now, because we have the singer. We have a great girl here and very dynamic singer-songwriter, lyricist. Yes. I think you're writing lyricist. Okay, let's hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are. So. Okay. I need. Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, if you can't dance to this, then something's wrong with you, you know? No, I mean, this song is amazing.
Thank
and
you so much.
Just so many flavors. It's
yes,
not,
oh, definitely.
Yes, you hear Europe, you hear a little Eastern rhythms,
right.
You hear. Oh, you know what I like? Of course, the lyrics are beautiful. I a little bit know why you wrote the song, and you will tell us about that. I'm free. But what I like that is a little sadness and happiness in the song. It's just like it's something really sweet, very warm, and I love dance floor hits like that, which give
Thank you
a little
so much.
Warmth. You know, some of them are good, like Fall to the Floor, and we know it's only one reason to just go crazy. But this song, it just gives you the warmth, like a really nice
the
vibe.
Emotions.
You know? Emotional. I love
yes.
it. Okay, you just take over and tell us you are from 2005 in America. If you can give us a little bit fast story about
bio.
Your life. Yeah, not even bio, but you know, story, because I want to focus on the future. Past. It's the past.
Exactly.
What makes us. But I believe that we all create our future. Yes, Sam, you agree?
I agree, I guess. I don't know. I mean, there's great things in the past, too. But, yeah, let's look forward to the future. What the heck?
That's
you know?
What I love, that when you describe your radio, that you are learning so much. You had so many co-hosts with you.
Yes.
And every year you are creating new vibe for
right.
your radio. And we
Absolutely.
Really are changing. Hey, lad, I know yeah. you are changing. You are changing constantly. Then tell us all what you can say. And, yeah, we are listening now.
Well, this song was a top 20 on the Billboard dance chart just 2 months ago.
Ouch.
Right, we're still on
wow.
the DJ Time magazine. Yeah, you
Good
see here my accent is kicking in.
No, we like this. You're on the right
yeah.
show.
It's okay.
Accent
the
on.
Funny thing is when people sing, nobody has an accent. Did you notice
yes,
that
yes.
it's
we
different
fool everybody
it's different.
That's true
yeah.
that's true.
And
yeah.
that big success right. because get you know to the Billboard chart is just very very hard.
Yeah.
Good luck with your
That's
PR
true.
And good luck with of course
Thank
a manager.
Thank you so much.
And especially you have beautiful
Great
talent.
Team.
And song is called I'm Free. Why
right.
is so important? And you switch the song. We had a Paulina one song different song that
right.
you were supposed to play, but you said I don't want. I feel like I'm free. Song. Why is so important to you this song?
Well, I thought I have an hour, so I wanted to play the whole album.
I wish, but
so
you know, don't worry, you will be back. Right,
thank you, Mamush.
They always will be back. That's cute.
Thank you. Why I wrote the song I'm Free? Well, I had a man in my life for many, many years that, believe it or not, I caught him with another man.
Oh, my God, a movie in the making. Tell
it
us.
Is a
there
movie.
There you go.
It
now,
TMZ.
There's a song right
on.
There, you know?
Yes.
I'm telling you. I'm
a
telling.
Whole album right there. Right?
Wow.
But the funny thing is that, you know, I came from a gay family, so I supposed to, you know, I supposed to be aware, and I was not aware.
Yeah.
So
then you set
that's
him free.
It. I said I'm free. Go, you know, have
be
fun.
Happy. Yes.
Yeah, be happy.
How long were you with him before you found out he was with a man?
7 years.
7 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, he did a good job hiding it, obviously.
Ouch, you know. Yeah. But you.
Yeah, he
like
did.
Always, you created beautiful
and he's
song.
And handsome. Very.
Get Revenge is to create a great song that is on a Billboard chart. You know? I think that's not bad. You know, sweet.
Exactly.
Okay, sweetie, tell me. You are here in America from 2005, and we all know that music business is not easy wherever
no.
you are, you know?
Yes.
But we just laughed a
little
bit.
You want to hear what I did before
yes.
I sang? Okay,
yes.
So I sold door to door art paints.
Okay.
And I was working, you know, as a saleswoman at a mall
okay.
selling the Dead Sea products. That's how I started in America.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nothing
then I switched,
that.
I upgraded, and
yes.
I did hair extensions from home.
Okay. I need
and
you.
Then I upgraded, and then I sang for the Persian community here.
Yes.
You know, and I sing in 15 languages.
No.
And I bet you do too, because you're a singer.
I see. Five.
Five.
I'm so
what,
sorry.
What is the five? What
she
is the five languages?
Five.
Okay, Italian.
Italian.
Of course, the language of love, which I of course don't understand too much, but you know, a few of the most important things.
But it sounds lovable.
It sounds beautifully. Of course, Polish, Russian. Of course, English.
Russian. Panima
yes,
Poruski.
Panima Poruski.
Oh,
Lilia.
For sure, that's Pasiva. That's all I know.
That's all you know.
Kratsavica. Kratsavica.
Kratsavica. Thank you. Means that she's beautiful. I am beautiful.
Yes,
and now
you
don't
are.
Know who is beautiful.
You.
Maybe you, Stefanie.
Yes,
maybe guys. Are beautiful, but yeah, Krasavica. Okay, that's for lady. Krasavica.
Right, Israeli. That's what I said, mm-hmm. Krasavica.
Okay, that's all about us. Okay, then you sing in many languages, but you don't speak all of them. Yes, you
speak. Oh, I wish. No.
I wish. But it really is so true, because when life takes you in different directions to another country, you really want to please the public. Hi, John, about pleasing people. But you really need to please people and just give them something that, you know, you respect them and you learn
Absolutely.
The songs and add to your repertoire, and then you are happy, you know, because you can say hi to them in their own language. I did this too. I was touring all around the world and I needed to even sing in a Mongolian, which
wow.
that was the coolest things ever. Anyway, all about
That's
you.
That's beautiful.
2005, you did your duty. You were just, you know, trying to make money, trying to make a living in America
right.
and creating the music.
Right.
Or you just... But you were singing from age of 17. You had your first record deal in Israel.
Oh, and another thing, after I upgraded from the Persian shows here in L.A., I started singing for the Jewish Symphony.
Wow.
And that was my first door, you know, to okay. heaven.
Yeah, that's so true.
They'll get you there fast, huh?
Yeah, that was amazing.
I listen to your songs, and you have very big scale. You have beautiful low voice and high
Thank
voice.
You so
what
much.
We heard in I'm Free is the more vulnerable, gentle voice, but we know that you have a lot of beauty in your voice, very big and strong and gorgeous voice. Then, okay, and then you were not happy what you were doing from age of 17 when you were really creating your own hope for being a star,
yeah.
a singer. Star.
Well, it's... My dream was, I don't know why my heart was in America always, since I was a little kid. I guess I just, you know, my mom moved with me when I was 1 year old to New York
okay.
till I was three. And since then, I dreamed about this statue
of Liberty.
Yeah, you know, I just dreamed about it day and night. And I started speaking English at home as a kid. And I knew I'm going to move here. And I had this psychic ability to know that I'll be here and I'll sing here. And I got signed at the age of 17, yeah. And I'm 26 now. So I got signed when I was 17, and I had a number one record, and everything was amazing, but I still didn't want to sing in my language then, you know? I wanted to sing in English, and then I moved here, and I keep on praying every day to God, which I'm a big fan of God, and things just miraculously, how do you say this word?
Miraculously.
Miraculously, wow, what a word, miraculously.
Yeah.
Well, God understood me, so yeah. And,
you know, I'm almost dying, I don't know why I'm coughing.
You need some water.
Yeah, you want to drink some ice cream?
No, I prefer die on the accent on. That would be so much
no,
fun.
No, God
you
forbid,
know, the
don't die.
Died in
no.
time of interview.
No,
you
mommy,
know?
No.
Okay. But I think I'm fine, because you were saying about not singing in your language. But I think one day, and Jim, you promise, we'll create the show. Then we'll bring all the divas with who have an accent and all this unusual music. Why not? You are so good. Let's create in L.A. musical with all unusual ladies who sing in a little bit. Any language could be included. And I think... I would like you one day to sing in English and add, of course, Israeli language or whatever you do choose, because I think that's what makes us. I would love a little Polish. Everybody knows Moja Droga Ja Cię Kocham, but this was last, you know, song from like 1970s, I think. Bob Winton, you all are too young. Anyway, okay, I want you back. I really do want you back.
Thank
because
you so
I
much.
Think you have... a lot to say, you know. First, your career is really up, going up and up. You
Amen.
You have better and better songs. You know what you want to do right now, yes? You really want to be electronica dance diva. That's
world electronic dance.
Which
music.
Means you want to include a lot of great influences.
Well,
from
come
many
to my.
Cultures.
Let's start with you coming and you, Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
I love this name. with you and you, Stephanie, of course. Well, Jim and Zor are going to be there at the OC Pride, which is my next show on August 11th.
Repeat, August 11th.
15,000 people were expecting. It's going to be
wow.
amazing. I have a half-hour slot from 7 till 7:30.
Wow.
It's going to be really fun, amazing music, and you're going to be really hearing my voice live, which has a lot of expression.
Okay, I think we'll write this. You need to write us post, and we'll be keeping people informed because this is very close. You said again, August?
August 11th at the OC Pride.
Orange County. That's very important. And tickets? Oh, that's free.
And it looks like we have a phone call. From Dr. Ray.
We already have Dr. Ray with us. Oh, DJ, Dr. DJ, I wish you were here.
How are you?
We are doing very, very well with a gorgeous ladies with us and some good-looking guys also. And I think you never heard Sam, who is the head of LA Talk Radio Show.
Yes, hello. Hi, nice to meet you.
Oh, same here.
I know that we all want to talk to you today about vitamins. That's a little unusual switch from the pop, electronica, dance, hot diva. But I know she is a very healthy girl, and I know she has some question about some vitamins. But I think maybe you will start, doctor. You tell us what you want to talk to us about today.
Well, if you want to, we can go down the first half of the top 10 list of vitamins this week.
Yes. Let's do it. Number one, question. Okay. Oh, you wait for me for question. I think you can lead this time. Okay. Tell me if we are eating oil fish. Yes, that's what we say. Is this good or is this enough or we need to just add a little bit more vitamins?
So the question is just by eating fish enough or do we need to add fish oil tablets to get enough fish oils in our diet?
I will say that's the English, much better English for me. Yes, Jonathan hates fish, then he's not eating at all. And I know he's from time to time using some funky vitamins that he claims that's what he, omega-3, I think that's what we call them.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I did something right. Okay, then tell us, DJ, what do you think about that?
So basically, you should probably eat fish in addition to taking your fish oil. So I think Jonathan will have to sit down and have a good salmon steak at some point.
How we can make him eat, you know, something? He likes tuna. Is this the same?
Well, yes. So the omega-3s are the good fatty acids that come from fish. That's what's important in the fish oils. And they help to lower blood pressure. They can help to lower your cholesterol and help prevent heart disease and in some cases stroke as well. They come from, the omega-3s come from mackerel, tuna, salmon, sturgeon, mullets, bluefish, anchovies, sardines, herring, trout, and menhaden. And Chef Scott can probably help us to get some good recipes together that Jonathan would like, I suspect.
I think Scott will join us in a second. Scott, are you there or you are not with us yet? He's not here yet. He will be in Maui, but he'll be soon calling. Yes?
Well, and one of the reasons that you do want to eat your fish is because of our next myth. Does anyone believe that all vitamin supplements are actually created equal?
You see, that's a really good question. I know that some vitamins are cheap. Okay, what do you think, Sam? Are you buying like the most exquisite vitamins? You are going to Whole Foods, you are going to Trader Joe, you are going to...
No, not at all, not at all. I get all my vitamins from a Big Mac and fries, you know. That's where I get most of my nutrition comes from there. But
typical,
no, you know,
Israeli.
I try to eat healthy rather
you
than...
You look very healthy. You're really
thank
healthy.
You. Rather than... I don't really eat that healthy, but I mean, but relatively speaking, you know, and I never really pursued vitamins. That's why this conversation is interesting.
Very
to
interesting.
Me.
I had a lot of people calling
and
me.
And I have something small to say. My mom, actually, she's a very strong woman. Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Hayla, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Dr. DJ. I love that. DJ Doctor.
We like this electronic music.
You know, the story goes that my parents were very poor when they had my brother and I, so we both got initials, and then they bought full names later on.
Oh,
yeah. I like that. That's
so going back to my mom, she been forced. There are five girls, yeah?
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, and they've been forced to take fish oil every morning.
I remember.
And
my
you know what? Too. They're pretty healthy, I would say. Like their skin. It's disgusting. And she really has some anger towards her parents for that. But
I remember.
But
my parents
she keeps forcing me to do it, and I just can't do it. But now when you say, you know, take the omega-3, I'm gonna try it. So how is that really help? How is that really helping our skin?
Well, the omega-3s actually have antioxidants in them, and it's thought that in terms of skin health, there, a lot of the aging process occurs by a process called free radicals, where there's oxygen molecules that actually, or parts of oxygen molecules that actually damage the skin cells. Hmm. And these free radicals are actually absorbed by the fatty acids, the omega-3s, the antioxidants, actually go around and they eat up the free radicals so that they can't cause the damage in the skin.
Really?
So that's how it's thought to actually help your skin.
Dr. DJ, I really prefer you say just eat your omega-3 or fish. It's much easier, but that's what we need to remember. You said we trust you, we believe you, and just doesn't matter. You said it's like mama. Say something, you are doing this. Okay, next question.
Back on the vitamin supplements, the answer to that one is not all vitamin supplements are actually created the same.
Exactly.
And it's actually very important because for a lot of different vitamins, there are different ways that it's different shapes to molecules. For instance, vitamin E actually is about 14 different shapes to the molecule called tocopherol. And it's important to know which one that you're getting or which mixture that you're getting because not all of them may be absorbed by the body. And they're basically not all created the same. So one of the good things is there are several online independent labs that test vitamins because, again, these supplements actually aren't controlled by the Food and Drug Administration. So getting some independent verification that they're actually good is useful. And that includes the U.S. Pharmacopeia, Consumer Labs at consumerlab.org, or the NSF International. And all three of those websites actually look at vitamin supplements and can help you determine if they're actually good for you or not.
That's really great. Very confusing because now I want to go to store and I would just pick up my Centrum and feel like that's all what I need. But now you say I need to educate myself. That means every day I'll be calling you because I will be like in a store and say, I'm in a Vons. Are you sure that this is what I need? And I will be in another Gelson expensive one saying, are you sure this one what I need? And then I will be so frustrated that eventually you send me some package of vitamins, say, woman, just take it. Don't call me anymore.
Text anytime, Alona.
I love you. Now I want to go.
The next one that I put on there, though, was for Jonathan because he was talking about his hair loss. And the myth is that taking vitamins actually reduces hair loss.
You created a monster. From the moment when he just learned about this crazy laser that you put on your head and that does the red lights and just, you know, keep for like 15 minutes, beam, beam, beam. And this, he looks just, I don't know, really weird when he does that. But he does this every day. Then he puts these things like in his head. Sorry, I love you, honey, still. But anyway, he's not here, then I can say the truth. Then he puts this funky stuff that you know, supposed to bring hair back. And a lot of guys is doing that. And I think it's have a little dangerous on side effects that I don't want to talk about that right now in the air, but you know, he's doing this, he's really concerned about losing hair. I have Jim next to me who has a beautiful, beautiful head full of no hair. I have also next to me, we are jealous because Sam has gorgeous gray hair and seems he will be this way forever. When it comes to Zorro, he's like between, you know, losing or not. My husband is between losing, but you give us an answer. Okay. Taking my vitamins reduces hair loss or not?
So you need to take your vitamins, but just taking your vitamins won't stop your hair loss.
Oh, and thank you.
The reason why is it takes a lot of energy to actually create hair, and part of that is the vitamins. And so if your body doesn't have the vitamins, it'll stop making hair. But just because it has more vitamins doesn't mean it makes more hair. Just taking your vitamins isn't going to help that hair loss.
Oh, then, okay, we still need to go to you because you have very good business. I think you have a lot of great clients. Can you tell us about, because obviously you are taking care of people who, gentlemen mostly, or ladies too, if they want to have...
A little bit of both.
Explain us a little bit. I don't want to speak Polish-English about so important things that every guy wants to know. Please, little pitch, how to get back your hair with your help.
Well, you know, with hair loss, that's part of our business. I'm, you know, as we've talked about, I'm a facial plastic surgeon, so pretty much anything above the collarbone to make you look and feel your best, we take care of. And with hair loss, that's primarily men. There's a lot that I see. The women do come in as well. And there are a lot of different options. And probably the best time if somebody is starting to experience hair loss is to visit with their doctor right when it starts to try to preserve what you have. Because once it's gone, really the only option is to do a hair transplant or wear a wig at that point, or just shave your head bald. And you know, bald is beautiful, most people say. So
yeah,
you can go that route as well.
A lot of guys look really good when they're bald, and Jim,
and a lot not.
Yeah, Jim looks great. yeah, a lot of not, but I'm so happy that you can find a way to help them if they really want to feel better and look better, that we have some options for gentlemen. Okay, we have some, we talked about fish oil, then now we need to move to number four. The more vitamins I take, the better off I am. Is that true or myth?
Do we have a consensus in the studio at all?
Yes,
well,
what do you mean?
Well, he's asking if we agree, I guess. And the thing is that I don't know. I don't know. I can't agree if I don't really understand. But so you're saying that taking more vitamins does not necessarily make you better.
He didn't tell it yet. He wants us to think what we
think. Oh, he wants us to conclude that.
I will say yes. We need to just. I will say when it comes to me, I think no, because we are peeing a lot. And I think when you eat something and it's too much, your organism say, get away from me and just get rid of. Or maybe, I think that K vitamin is very bad. If you, some vitamins are dangerous. Okay, doctor, I'm confused. Can you tell us?
How about
eating,
how about growth hormones?
Oh, that's completely different.
How about that?
Well, now that's a whole different deal. You know, growth hormones aren't vitamins. But happy to talk about it. You do have to be very careful with growth hormones because the growth hormones affect a lot of the other hormones in the body. Mm-hmm. And so if you start taking growth hormones for various reasons, and some people will use it for weight loss, some people will use it for libido, if you start taking those growth hormones, it can end up affecting other hormone balances in the body and can throw things way out of whack. So you have to be very careful with the growth hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
with
you
the
so vitamin much.
On the vitamin side, they're actually, you're right, Alona. Vitamins come in two different types. They're the water-soluble vitamins, like vitamin B and vitamin C, and then the fat-soluble vitamins, like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. And the water-soluble vitamins, if you take too much of B or C, you're right, they'll just come out in your pee.
Sorry.
Oh, hello?
We have live. We are trying to connect also with Scott Liefried. And, I'm so sorry we are stopping, but he's not with us today.
I don't know.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. Today we are a little in funky cow situation, but I'm so happy we got you because we are talking with Dr. DJ about vitamins, and I know that in some ways we are talking right now about the more vitamins I take is better or not. Scott, tell us, do you think it's okay to take a lot of vitamins? Doctor has his own opinion. Do you have yours?
I do not take multivitamins. I just try to eat balanced and hope that that's enough for me.
Okay. You know, we have a word of wisdom from Scott, but can you describe us, DJ, again? Could you give us one liner that we can go with?
Sure.
We were waiting
More is not better, and actually the good chef has a very good plan. If you eat a nice balanced diet, you'll get almost everything that you need.
Okay, I like that. I like my Centrum, and I'm doing that. But Scott, you are cooking so much, and you know that we need to preserve vitamins in time of the cooking. Then can you describe us what to do the best to make Dr. DJ Verrett happy that we are getting our vitamins, and you tell us what to do to keep the best vitamins inside of your barbecue or anything that we do. Can you tell us what you are doing?
Well, that brings up an amazing question because a lot of people are really misunderstood that if they cook things improperly or cook them for longer than intended, they're actually washing out or flushing out the actual nutrients that are in everything in order to give you what you need on a daily basis. So for the example of using steamed vegetables or grilled vegetables, when people overboil them, you're basically pulling all the nutrients and all the important things out of them and just washing them down the drain and getting nothing from them. So a good part about steaming vegetables is to actually steam them in like a bamboo steamer, and not necessarily drop them into boiling water. This way it's a little bit slower and you're not washing everything out of it. And the same thing with cooking either over via barbecue or oven roasting. If you're the less you cook things or the more proper you cook things, the more nutrients that remain in them throughout the process.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much.
That's interesting.
And Doctor, I have a question. When you eat well and you have your daily vitamins, because we have number five myth or not, if this is enough, and you take one daily multivitamin, if this is enough for us. And when you cook really healthy, which Scott, I would like to ask you a question about cooking bouillon and chicken and meat and stuff like that. Do you really think, Dr. DJ, is this okay, just eat right, eat all what is green and very colorful vegetables, add what is necessary, go to doctor and find out, maybe you're missing something or not, but just let's go and buy Centrum, is this the minimum or maximum?
Well, whenever, you know, Scott brings up a really good point in that you do, even if you're taking a multivitamin, your body is designed to take that it wants to eat 2 to 3 times a day and to get nutrients over that period of time. So if you're taking a multivitamin in the morning and that's everything that you're expecting, all of the nutrients your body's expecting to get, and then going to McDonald's and having a cheeseburger and fries with questionable nutrient value at that point, or in
right up there with the Caesar salad, Doc.
You know, your body wants the nutrients over the course of the day, so taking your Citra multivitamin is not a bad idea in the morning, but you want to make sure that you space it out over the course of the day and eat your green leafy vegetables and all the things that your mom told you to do, and to eat a steak every now and again, and your fish oils and your salmon, to make sure that you do have a well-rounded meal and you're getting all of those nutrients over the entire day and not just trying to lump them all together at 7 o'clock while you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah, that's true. Scott, okay.
You read my mind.
Scott, yes, we are talking about steaming vegetables. We are talking, what about barbecuing meat? Okay, in my country, we always said that you need to have very strong fire and just, you know, put the meat right away and lock the juices in and very short broil or cook on barbecue, I don't know how to say it. Is this the right way or the slow cooking for the meat is better? What is better?
Well, Alana, for a second there, I thought you were talking dirty to me when you started talking the way you were, but you are 100% correct. What you want to always do, especially when it comes to barbecuing meat or even cooking fish, you always want to start on a high heat because you want to sear the outside all the way around in order to keep all the moisture, the nutrients, and the flavor inside of the meat. And then you can kind of push it off to the side where the fire is a little bit less intense and bring everything up to the proper temperature that you're going to be enjoying it. That goes the same with fish, chicken, meat. It really is a good rule of thumb for protein-based barbecuing and protein-based cooking, for that matter, as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
And Scott, we know that, you know, proteins end up breaking down at some point, so do you have to be careful when cooking beef and other and fish-based proteins to not get it too hot? Just to, you know, lower heat over a longer period of time to get up to where you want to be, or what's the best to do in those cases?
The best rule of thumb is more for meat and not necessarily fish. The goal with fish is that you can eat a lot of species, whether it either be rare, medium, and not necessarily cooked all the way through, which is great. And if people are still hesitant about that, they shouldn't be, because they should really try to explore that a little bit. A piece of salmon that's cooked medium rare tastes 100 times better than a piece that's cooked all the way through.
Okay, I like that too. Okay, very good tip.
Always.
Very good advice. Doctor, okay, you said that eating healthy is just the most important. You said that we need to like spread time between, you said 3 meals a day, yes? That's what really bugs me, because I know I'm more hungry than that. I know I want to like eat all the time, and you say 3 times. And what about snacking and vegetable snacking? And it's a little boring. I want my I want to eat good and just have good time eating. And I don't like this, oh, three times a day and you need to have your salad and then meat and that. You just need to spice the things up for me better. How can I be healthy and wake up in the morning, take my vitamins, and then what I supposed to eat in the morning, and then not watching and my clock when I feel like eating, what can I eat? I know you have this. I know you have the answer for that. Just give it to me.
Like a suction.
Give it to me.
Okay. You know, in a lot of situations, actually kind of snacking through the day can help to feed your metabolism and kind of slow it down.
That's why where, I'm fat. I know.
Where you won't, whenever you're eating several smaller meals over the course of the day, you can actually kind of bring in more calories and not end up gaining the weight at the end of the day. But
I'm
you still
hungry.
Want to be careful.
How do you get used to it? That's
I'm
the question.
I'm hungry all the time. I'm hungry. Scott, help me. What you'll be giving me for me to just give me a food and feel satisfied that I'm not right away like Chinese food hungry right away? You know, give me something. What is the bestest for breakfast that will keep me not hungry for another 3 hours, like doctors say?
For me, one of the worst things you can do for breakfast is eat a completely fruit-based breakfast because of the sugars, just the natural sugar that contains that is contained in fruit. Mm. So fruit's not really the best early part of the day because that'll fill you up and kind of leave you full for a little while, and then you're on a sugar rush, so then you crash, and then you get tired and not feel well. I am supporting the fact completely that whole eggs are good again, and you don't have to resort to egg whites. The reality is that you do need some of the fats and some of the protein that's balanced in a whole egg. So I am going to stand ground here that the whole egg is back to stay. For me, other than that, it's sometimes bowls of cereal or cereal that isn't necessarily high in sugar and not a lot of granola type products. And I'm still a ribstick and oatmeal guy. Just don't really like a lot of the extra stuff that goes into it. Those are the kinds of things that I go for that keep me moving up until, you know, the noon, 1 o'clock hour when it's time for lunch.
I love that, well, doctor. Yes, sorry, we're almost done with our time, but I need to know what you're saying, doctor. What do you think?
Well, and real quick, Scott had mentioned oatmeal. There is some limited evidence out there to say that that does help with cholesterol, to lower cholesterol. So it's definitely not a bad thing.
I would have my order before we'll say bye to people and begging you two guys. You are so important, you know, doctor and great food. Can we like just do the bestest menus? And doctor will say why he thinks is right or not. And Scott will say what he thinks is the best for us and will feel our bad taste. That's what we say. And we can just have this conversation back and forth. I really like that. Okay, oatmeal, I know now we love it. And which we don't know really if cholesterol will go down. We know that I like with you no fruit in morning. I don't know if doctor agree with that. We need to know the doctor short. Yes or no? No fruit in morning or a little bit?
I would, well, a little bit is good, but I would agree with Scott. You don't want it by itself because of the increased sugar in it, and you can end up with a sugar crash in the middle of the morning. So you want to mix that with some protein or fiber or some other substance that's going to kind of maintain that carbohydrate balance in your body for a longer period of time.
I totally agree.
I
love you guys. We need to finish for today. I want to say thank you for all of my guests today, and I really beg you guys, let's make a menu that will make people happy, that we have few choices, not a lot, few choices, and doctor will say he agree. Then Scott, you can feed us with what you say, and doctor will say, yes, you can go for it. You know, I will have oatmeal tomorrow, I promise, and no apple, and nothing sweet, no sugar rush. I love you guys so much, and thank you. Talk to you tomorrow. Wow, no, next week, next Monday. Thank you, Sam.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hannah.
Have a great day, everybody.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thank
hey,
you. Take care.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Stephanie,
bye.
Ilona Europa, and John Johnson. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa and Jonathan Todd right here on LA Talk Radio.